Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Aklal Gimel, and we're learning Siman Dalet. So the Chayyim introduced a concept of a person can control the urge up to the point of the time it takes to walk Dalet Milin. I do want to point out that the Kivager discusses the language of the time it takes to walk Dalet Milin. As opposed to other places that use a little bit of different language. He says the point over here is not actually that the time it takes to walk down the mill, but would the person's reaction be if the person would actually walk 4 mil? Because when a person walks, that itself increases the urge to use the bathroom. So if the urge is strong enough that if a person at this point would then walk down the mill, he would be for it need to go to the bathroom. They would have difficulty holding it in at that point in time. That's the urge that we're talking about, which precludes the person from starting davening. So he says like this, even the person, the urge right now is not significant, the person should not daven right now. Even if the person estimates that he would be able to control himself to the point of traveling Dalet Milin, he should not daven. Even if that means he should go and relieve himself. Now, that might mean he'll lose the opportunity to daven Tfilah B'Tzibur. So the Chayyim's opinion, we'll see there are other opinions. The Chayyim's opinion is that it's better to daven B'Nikiyus B'Yachid and miss the opportunity of Tfilah B'Tzibur. However, if he's concerned that the time for Tfilah will pass, again, he feels he has the ability to control himself, the urge, up to the time it takes to walk that 4 mil. And if he goes to the bathroom now, however, he will miss the opportunity to daven Tfilah Bismanoi, Mutali Spalo, so then he's allowed to daven. So what is Tfilah Bismanoi? We're referring to Shacharis right now. So Tfilah should be completed within the first 4 halachic hours of the day. Let's, for example, according to the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, we calculate the halachic hours from sunrise to sunset. So sunrise is at 6 a.m. and sunset is at 6 a.m., the median day. So each halachic hour is 1 hour long. So 10 a.m., a person should complete Shemon Esrei by 10 a.m. If a person did not daven before 10 a.m., a person may daven Shemon Esrei until Chatzos, but that's not called Tfilah Bismanoi. So he's going to miss the Zman Tfilah of davening in the appropriate time of Tfilah Bismanoi before 10 a.m. So if a person feels that they have an urge, they go to the bathroom, it's now 9:30, 9:40, if he goes to the bathroom, the time he comes out, he will miss Tfilah Bismanoi. So he should daven Shemon Esrei and go to the bathroom afterwards. And then he puts in the parentheses that this is debatable depending on the different gersos in the Gemara. So that's if a person can be Yitzar Atzim Dalet Milin, he could control himself, this urge, for the time it takes to walk 4 mil, or according to Kivager, the time it takes to actually the reaction of the body through the actual walking of 4 mil. So that situation, a person b'niyabed can daven, or a person did daven b'niyabed, he's yotze. A person should not daven like that, the chatzkilo. And therefore, in a situation of b'niyabed, because they'll miss zman tefillah, a person will do that. However, he says in Siman Hey, if he cannot do that, if a person cannot control the urge for the time it takes to walk 4 mil, or according to Kivager, the reaction of the body by actually walking 4 mil, and the person davened against the halacha, so the halacha is im ligdalim tefillah satoeva. if the person had the urge to defecate, to relieve himself from what's referred to in halacha as gedolim, the person has to remove tzayir from their body. If the person davened under that circumstance, not only is he not your tefillah, but tefillah is considered a toeva. It's an abomination to daven under that circumstance. So Chazal used a very strong lashon discouraging this. The person would not be yotze the tefillah, and the tefillah is an act of toeva. Now, therefore, the person has to repeat, go back and daven again. The Chayyadim gives an explanation, which the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with, and we will clarify the Beis Hashem in the next year. But the halacha is in that situation, the person would have to go back and daven. And we will clarify these halachas more in the next few shiurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.